Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by the Retirement Income Store and brought to you by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source, located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, let me ask you, when it comes to retirement, have you postponed it? When it comes to retiring, are you thinking that, well, maybe you should work just a little bit longer? When you're thinking about retirement, let me ask you, does it stress you out? Does it make you nervous? Does it concern you? Well, if it does, today we're going to be discussing all of those various feelings, all of those things that are so very natural to a person when it comes to making that transition in their life from working to retirement. Today we're going to be discussing not only those feelings, but we're going to be discussing maybe the root cause of those feelings and helping you to understand that there is hope. There are things very simple, very straightforward things that you can begin to do even today. They're going to help give you more of an encouraging outlook when it comes to your retirement. So sit tight. We're going to be covering all of these things and more. Now, before we get started, I just want to remind each and every one of you, the book, The Capitalized Retirement and Life, is out. And it seems to be soaring through the rankings at Amazon and many of the other major booksellers such as Barnes & Noble, which I am so absolutely grateful for. But that's kind of the reason why today I'm doing this particular program that I'm entitling The Dubious Retirement. Because the reality is, the more reviews I read from those that have bought this book, The Capitalized Retirement and Life, the more my heart goes out to these people. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people are getting ready to retire over the next 5 years in this country. And it seems as though so many of them are absolutely clueless as to how to make that transition from working to retirement, from investing to save to receiving income. And that's the reason that I wrote the book. So I encourage you, if you have not done it already, go to Amazon.com or any of the major book resellers and pick up a copy of The Capitalized Retirement and Life. Read it, reread it, mark it, underline it, pass it on to a friend. This is valuable information that is written in a very straightforward, down-to-earth, plain English written form to help you understand that retirement can happen for you. You can have the retirement that you deserve, a retirement that has more income than what you need. I want to remind each and every one of you, you have a resource. If you have a question that you've just been dying to try to get an answer on, you can always go to my website, which is johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. Just a wealth of information there. You can listen to past episodes of this radio show, as well as my weekly YouTube videos. as well as white papers. But you can also go to the dedicated radio show podcast website, which is capitalizedlife.com. So let's get started. Today, looking at retirement can be a very scary thing. Looking at retirement can be an extremely intimidating thing. You've spent the last 30, maybe even 40 years of your life working, showing up at work every single day, doing your part to keep the wheels basically running for your household. And now you're coming to that stage of your life where, kind of based upon your age and maybe even based upon your health, you're coming to that part of your life where people start expecting you to retire. Maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your children, maybe it's your coworkers and your boss, I don't know. But the reality is that you know it's probably coming too. And when we do kind of a bit of a review, when we look at things in today's society and we read about retirement, you know what I find so strikingly interesting is that more and more people are coming out and they're making what I would consider to be seemingly excuses as to why they don't want to retire. They're saying things like, well, retirement is overrated. Retirement is not exciting. Retirement is boring. And to that, I just ask this question, but what if you did more? In fact, let's scale it back even further. Let's ask this question. What if you had more income so that you could do more things, more exciting things, more discovering things, things that gave you a deeper, broader sense of adventure, things that created memories? Would retirement be boring then? Would it be overrated then? Now, granted, we know that our country has a lot of workaholics in it, especially this generation that's getting ready to retire. I would put myself in that category. I love my job. I love to work. I love to help people. I love to sit down 3 feet across the table from another person and do whatever I can to help them succeed towards retirement. Many of you are that same way. But the very thought of retiring, the very thought of spending maybe the next 20, 25, or maybe even 30 years of your life simply drawing income off from what you've worked hard to save scares you to death. You are absolutely dubious in your retirement. What does the word dubious mean? It means hesitant. You're skeptical. And for good reason. You see, when we think about all of the volatility that has followed us up until this point in the world of investing, it has been an extremely big roller coaster ride, hasn't it? From the turn of the century, the stock market going through the tech bubble burst and losing 50% and then recovering it over the next 4 years. So there was basically a breaking even of the market for 7 years. And then let's not forget the Great Recession of 2007, 8, and 9. And so you see another 3 years of loss, which was even more devastating economically to retirees than the previous tech bubble burst. And then you wait another two and a half years for the market to recover. So you got 13 years of breaking even. That was difficult if you were a retiree. And those that are working today are looking at that saying, what if that happens to me? I'll be decimated. So let me ask, is this part of the reason why you continue to work? And you see, in the back of your mind, you also know something else. You also know that the longer you work, the more security you have of a paycheck. And you figure, well, as long as my health holds out, I'm going to keep working because the longer I work, the older I'm going to be. And the less likely I'm going to then be alive in retirement, therefore, I'm reducing my chances of running out of money. But let me ask you, do you really want to give your entire life, your go-go years, to working? If you love your job, you absolutely love your job, you love your job more than you love anything else, then I can see you doing it. But there is going to come a day in which you're going to need to retire. So what are you going to do in preparation of that? I suspect that the biggest fear today is not the fear of dying. It's the fear of running out of money. It is the fear of having to give up your lifestyle. It's the fear of potentially waking up one day, realizing that the market has turned once again against you. And now you're having to tighten the belt because you don't feel good about spending money that, well, simply is in short supply after a major stock market sell-off. So if you're thinking, yeah, that makes sense, or you have questions about our discussion today, I'd like you to reach out to me at 866-290-3837. My team will put together some educational materials that I know will be of value, and we'll email them to you, or we'll throw them in the mail to you if you prefer. If you have questions, we will answer them. So take the first step, reach out at 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. What is a person supposed to do in order to be able to retire and have more peace of mind? Well, the answer is very simple. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's very simple. And it's a principle that I've covered so many times, but in reading all of the reviews of my book, The Capitalized Retirement and Life, my heart is absolutely broken seeing people saying how lost they were, how confused and profoundly disturbed they were over just the prospect of retiring, and that this book brought to them just a little bit of light to be able to see that there was hope. So what is the premise? The premise of this is that if we don't want the stress, we don't want the anxiety, we don't want the fear permeating our lives, driving us to continue to work every single day just so that we can avoid retirement, so we can avoid the distribution stage of our life. The key is to actually begin investing for retirement. Now, that sounds like not profound information at all. You're saying, well, Matthew, I don't understand. I have been investing for retirement all these years. Yes, you have. But you've been investing it in order to grow it. Are you still going to be focused on the growth when you get to retirement? Or are you now going to be focused on the distribution of that wealth? And you see, therein lies the key. Because when we make the transition from having a paycheck to having no paycheck, and we begin to draw from what we've worked hard to save, that's when the real stress begins for most people today. And you see, that's why we need to be looking forward to our retirement. Even if you are 5 years prior to retirement, you haven't retired yet, you're just getting to that stage, we want to be thinking about what comes next. And if the word income comes to your mind, in other words, if you've worked hard to save all of this money so that you could use this money to supplement your retirement along with Social Security or Social Security and a pension or Social Security and rental income, then that's what is the driving factor. That's the driving force. That's what forces you to objectively look at how you're investing your money and to begin to question, is it time for some changes? Is it time that I begin to evolve my portfolio and begin to massage it towards the stage of life that I'm about to enter into, the distribution stage? What does that all mean? Well, let me ask you this simple question. How much income are you producing within your portfolio? Now, if you don't know the answer to that, sit tight. We're going to be coming back and discussing that in the second half of our program today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. As an added bonus, just for listening, we've created a companion piece to today's program, the Retirement Risk Report. We know you'll find this companion piece a valuable tool. For your complimentary copy of the Retirement Risk Report, just reach out to our show.
Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit JohnsonWIM.com. That's JohnsonWIM.com.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our Income First approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit JohnsonWIM.com. That's JohnsonWIM.com.
Time now for more of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. If you're just joining us, welcome to the program. Today, we're discussing how so many people feel very dubious about retirement right now. They're very hesitant. They're making excuses as to why they're not retiring. And the real answer is that they're just scared. They're nervous. They're frightened at the prospect of spending the next 20, 25, maybe 30 years of their life retired without the security of a paycheck, even though they know that potentially they've saved enough. They just don't know enough as to how to make retirement occur. And so the question that I asked in the last part of the first half of this program was, how much income is your portfolio producing? You see, this is a very important component. If we know that the success of our retirement depends upon income, don't you think it stands to reason that as a saver for retirement, as a up-and-coming retiree, that we should start to analyze how much income is actually coming from our investment portfolio? That's a good question, isn't it? And you see, it's one with profound implications. When an individual comes to me as a fiduciary and they sit down with me and they begin to discuss their plans to retire, and maybe they're coming in because they want a second opinion, maybe they've heard this radio show, maybe they've watched my YouTube videos, maybe they've been to one of my workshops or my webinars, maybe they got the book, The Capitalized Retirement and Life. And they're thinking, you know, there's got to be something that I can do to help myself be better prepared for retirement. The first thing that we have to identify is how much income or potential income we want when we retire. You see, your retirement's going to be very, very simple to retire if you only need $2,500 a month. If you want $10,000 a month in retirement, that isn't wrong. In fact, that would be a great retirement. But we need to figure out where you want your retirement income to be. And once that's been figured out, and of course, some people know, most people don't. Most people have no idea what they want when they retire, because they don't really know what kind of activities they're going to do. They know that they're going to have time on their hands, but they haven't ever dreamed. They haven't ever sat down and looked at that bucket list and started to develop it. And I encourage you to do it if you haven't. But let's say that you wanted $7,000 of net income. That sounds like a good number to me. $84,000 a year in income. Great. Now the question becomes, we know how much Social Security is going to produce for us. That's pretty simple. We can go on to ssa.gov. We can create a website access and we can get our statement. We can look at it. We can figure that out. We can do some calculations to figure out what the best plan of election is between ourselves and our spouse. But then we start looking at, okay, well, Social Security doesn't cover everything. We still maybe need another $3,000 of income. So this is where we begin to start to look inward. We start identifying and looking at our holdings, what we're investing in. Are we investing in the traditional sense of the word? Do we have money in a 401k? Do we have money in a 403b? Let's start with those two things. You see, those things are great accumulation tools, but we have to know that they're not great distribution tools. In other words, 401ks and 403bs are not designed for retirees. They're designed for people who aren't retired, people that are still saving for retirement. So they're going to be more naturally aggressive. They're going to be more risk-oriented, right? Because those are things that we want to utilize as tools in our toolbox when we're trying to grow our money. From a tax standpoint, they're not going to be great either. And the reason for that is the fact that, well, let's face it, the rules surrounding employer plans force us to have to pay 20% in withholding every time we withdraw from a 401k, even if we're retired. So every dollar that you take out of a 401k when you're retired, you're only going to get 80 cents. Now, that's not a very convenient way of drawing income. It's a convenient way of paying taxes to the government, but not for your bank account. And so this is the reason why you want to consider taking and rolling those employer plans once you're 59 and a half to an IRA. And why would we want to do that? Well, aside from the taxes, here's the big dirty secret. 401ks and 403bs are not able to produce dividends for you. You see, if you want income, do you want to have to sell shares to get income? When you sell shares to get income, and those shares are worth something different every single day at 3 o'clock, this is what leads to a profound amount of stress for a retiree. Retirees don't want that stress. This is the reason why people don't just walk, but rather they run after they hit 59 and a half to roll their money into a IRA, an individual retirement account. Why is that? Because when you invest in an IRA, that money is still pre-tax. It hasn't taxed you at all going from the employer plan to an IRA. But number one, it has dropped away that mandatory 20% withholding. So now if you pull out a dollar, you actually get a dollar. But that's not the best news. The best news is that you get to invest for income. Now, let's say that you didn't have the luxury of investing in a 401k or 403b. Maybe you were, say, a sole proprietor, or you work for small businesses that didn't have those kinds of retirement programs. So you just simply have your own personal retirement. Or maybe you have a little bit in those employer plans, but you have some that you've personally invested. What are you producing in dividends? What are you producing in interest? Are you producing what you should be, which I believe is a net 5%? You see, without doing any analysis, you don't know what you're producing for income. And if your goal and your objective is to be able to retire with a stress-free lifestyle, you need to be able to know for fact. You need the comfort and the peace of mind that comes with knowing that what you're investing your retirement savings in is producing the income so that you don't have to sell shares. If you have a question pertaining to your retirement, I encourage you go to our two websites. The first is capitalizedlife.com. You can click on the little button that says Ask MJ, and that's going to get your question right to me. You can also go to our primary website, which is JohnsonWIM, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. And you can also post your questions there. Why is it that people are so afraid of retiring? Why are they so skeptical? Why do they make up excuses and say, well, it's overrated anyway? It's simply because they don't know how to get income. And you see, the great news is this. There is a universe of tools that exist today for the retiree to be able to get the retirement that they deserve, the retirement income that they want to have, not just that you need, but that you want to have, so that when you get to retirement and you're in that go-go stage of your life, you can take the trips. You can spend extended time in that foreign destination. You can spend an extra week in that five-star hotel. You can go off for dinner every night. These are the things that are possible, but the one thing that makes it possible is income. Now, is there no other trick? Is there no other thing that I need to be conscious of other than how much I'm producing currently for interest and dividends? Well, aside from figuring out what you're producing, and if it's not a net 5%, getting that fixed so that you can get that income, the second thing that we know will jeopardize a retirement is that of risk. Risk is something that many retirees today, or up-and-coming retirees, I should better quantify, is risk. Risk that they have grown immune to. You see, all of their adult earning years, well, they've been marked with lots of volatility. The things that we started out with in the first half of this radio program, talking about the dot-com bubble and the Great Recession of 2007, 8, 9. And, you know, more lately, we've seen the Black Swan of 2020 and the fallout from that. These are all things that can decimate a retirement very quickly, seemingly overnight. And the problem is that when you're in retirement, you're in the distribution stage of your life, you need income. And if you don't have the income, well, you don't have the choice. You have to sell shares. But if the shares are down in value, let me ask you, do you want to sell at a loss? Nobody wants to sell at a loss. So how do you solve the risk? Well, here's the great news. The great news is that, naturally speaking, the things that create more income are actually naturally more safe. Doesn't that sound like a great combination? You mean that I don't have to continue to risk losing 50% of my retirement savings and I get the income that I want so that I can do the things that I want? And the answer is yes. You see, individuals need to be looking at where they're going. What is the objective? And if you're at the stage of your life where you're within 5 years of retirement, but you've never worked with a fiduciary, you've never worked with someone whose expertise, and this is big now, not just the average growth advisor, but someone who specializes in the distribution stage of life. So many people wonder why I only work with people that are 50 and over, and it's because we have a very unique niche. We focus on the distribution stage of life, not the accumulation stage. And you see, when you're working with someone whose area of expertise, their skill set is that of creation of income, now you know that you have a partner. Now you know you have someone at your behest, someone who is aligning their area of expertise with your goals, the goal to get more income than what you need. If you ever choose to reach out to us, 866-290-3837, 866-290-3837. Go to my website, Johnson WIM, which stands for Wealth Income Management, and you'll find that there's a little link there to communicate to us, to send us a question, to send us a comment. You can also go to our radio podcast channel, which is just CapitalizeLife.com. You'll be able to get all of the past episodes of the Capitalize Life and Retirement Show. And I just really appreciate you doing that and giving us a bit of feedback as to what you think and what you don't think. I wish every single person a successful retirement, but those wishes will never occur unless they have the income to back up what they want. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for listening. It's another wrap today. So go out and make it a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at JohnsonWIM.com. That's JohnsonWIM.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.